Australia has experienced its deadliest day during the coronavirus pandemic after Victoria recorded 10 new deaths. But one of the country's top medical officers says there are signs that Melbourne's second lockdown is stabilising daily case numbers. About 150 Defence Force personnel will start training today to help ambulance workers in the state. In Sydney, meanwhile, a staff member has tested positive at the Thai Rock Cafe in Potts Point. Investigations into the source of the infection and contact tracing are now underway. The Thai Rock Potts Point has the same owners as Thai Rock Wetherill Park, which has now been linked to 67 cases of COVID-19. The SES has responded to more than 100 jobs across Newcastle and Lake Macquarie after torrential rain hit the region. More than 70 millimetres fell in a two-hour period in Newcastle, while more than 100 millimetres fell in parts of Lake Macquarie. 10 people were rescued from a bus outside the University of Newcastle when water rose up to the windows. And organisers of a planned Black Lives Matter rally in Sydney are appealing a court decision banning the gathering. Police took the organisers to court over concern tomorrow's event would breach coronavirus restrictions. More than 4,000 people had indicated they'd attend the rally. And Olivia de Havilland, one of the last remaining people from the golden age of Hollywood, has died at the age of 104.